The Dan and Maz Show.
Let's get ready to catch up, all thanks to Prezi Digital Gift Cards. Now, Prezi lets you buy gift cards from major retailers. You can send them instantly or send them whenever you choose. Just buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au and you could win a $250 gift card. LTPM 1601177.
My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekend. Hooray!
Everything lights up. It makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about.
Morning, legends. Dan and Maz Weekend. Hello. Hello. Hi,
hello.
Dan.
Hello. Hello, Maz. You look radiant this
Thank
morning.
You.
I'm just thought we'd start with a character there. That's called Jolly Man. Hello.
That's a new character for you.
I know. I'm normally just depressed man. Oh, very well. If we must. Oh, ennui man. Oh, no, it's a good show, actually.
It's a great show. We have a special guest coming into the studio. This is going to happen before 8 a.m. Now, this special guest, without giving away too much, he hails from the North Pole.
He's coming all the way from the North Pole. And if you're one of our junior listeners and you're maybe hoping that on Christmas morning there's something special under the tree for you. You've got your dream gift in mind. You know what you want. Well, you can sort of tell our guest who's coming in at about 7:30 and fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Mm. So if you're a junior listener or if you're a senior listener
and you have junior
listeners.
You have spawned.
You might want to wake them up for about 7:30 because we're going to talk to our junior listeners then. But up next, as always on a Sunday, we will open up the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's open up the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T?
Oh.
We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is...
Who are the best celebrity siblings?
131060. Or tweet us at Dan and Maz, the Encyclopedia of Awesome, if you're wondering. Lives on our website, danandmaz.com.
FYI.
What we do is we pose a question, what is the best blank? You guys call up and then we lock it in forever. So whenever you're discussing with your friends, you might say, hey, Gary. Yes, Stephen. If your names are Gary and Stephen, you might say, hey, Gary. Yes, Stephen. What's the best fictional dragon? And you could talk for hours about it. Instead, you could just flip open the Encyclopedia of Awesome and know instantly that it's Dragon from Shrek. There it is.
There it is, right there in front of you.
On the website, the best food you can eat with one hand, meat pie. The best European country to say out loud, Ibiza. It's not even a country. Who cares? We locked it in. We bloody locked it in. And today, what is it, Maz?
It is, who are the best celebrity siblings?
Or celeblings, as no one calls them.
Nobody calls them that. Maybe after today, people will call them that. 131060 is the number. Or you can tweet us. We are at Dan and Maz. This is all you guys. Your suggestions, the most popular one.
That's why there are some duds in there.
Gets in the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
There's some real duds.
It really is.
All right.
Do you have a suggestion for best celebrity siblings?
Whoa, Maz. Way to put me on the spot. What about the Baldwins?
Okay.
You've got Alec Baldwin.
Who else? Who are the other Baldwins?
The others. There's also others.
Aren't there four Baldwins? Yep. What are their names?
Billy Baldwin.
I think you made that up.
No, I reckon there's a Bill. I'm not looking online. I'll tell you that right now. I'm just doing this off the top of my head.
I feel like there's a Stephen.
Yeah, oh, that was going to be the next one I was going to say. Now I've got.
Sorry.
I reckon there's a Daniel.
So there's Alex, Stephen, Billy, and Daniel.
That's my guess.
Okay.
Now I'm going to Google it while you say what yours is.
The Baldwins. My suggestion is a musical number, the Bacon Brothers. Do you know the Bacon Brothers? Kevin Bacon, Ovs, A-lister from Hollywood.
Yeah.
And his brother Michael are in a band called the Bacon Brothers. So that would be my suggestion for celebrity siblings.
We've come up with a couple of duds. By the way, we were right. Our collective knowledge, we got them right.
Really?
Yeah.
Go us.
Yeah, we got all the Baldwins.
So far, the Baldwins and the Bacon Brothers. 131060, if you've got a suggestion, or tweet us at Dan and Ben.
The bar is low.
Who are the best celebrity siblings?
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's open up the Encyclopedia of Awesome. Lock something in.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T? We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is...
Who are the best celebrity siblings?
Yes, we're going to lock it in. So 131060, call us up with the best celebrity siblings. That's brothers and sisters, or a mix of the two.
Correct, that's what siblings are.
Yep, well defined, Dan.
I said the Bacon Brothers, which is Kevin Bacon and his brother Michael, who are in a band, and we found some audio of the band. They're pretty awesome. Seem to go my way. It's
their
2010 hit, Go My Way.
Who's singing? Kevin. Is Kevin? Kevin, yeah. or Randall?
Kevin sings, Michael does the rest.
Okay.
Randall. There you go, guys, the Bacon Brothers.
Give us
they're touring soon.
Yep, give us a call. You can tweet us at Dan and Maz. I got to say, there is one sibling situation that is quite popular.
Well, Ali on Twitter has said the Veronicas hands down.
Ah. We don't have to wait all night, 'cause I can feel you in my I'll bring back the bacon, I reckon.
The old Ronnies.
All right.
Celebrity siblings.
On 131060, we have Nafisa.
Hello.
Nafisa,
hey,
am I pronouncing that
name.
Correctly?
Yeah.
Yay, yeah. You are.
That's a good
Nafisa,
name.
I love
Nafisa.
It. Hey, who do you reckon
it means exquisite.
It means what? Exquisite?
Yeah, unfortunately.
So if I, unfortunately, that means so if I
mean?
Eat
That's
like
a great thing.
A delicious meal, I can be like, ooh, that is quite Nafisa on the old taste
hell
buds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm the kind of person I would do that just so I can explain it.
Oh, gosh.
Who's the best celebrity siblings, Nafisa?
The Hemsworth abs. I mean, brothers. Sorry, couldn't walk past the abs.
The Hemis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I believe there's three Hemsworth brothers.
There's a bonus Hemsworth, a third one. He's in Westworld, popular TV show Westworld.
Yes, Luke.
Yeah, yeah.
Luke. Yeah. Is that his name? Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't watch the show, but it's all about Chris and Liam anyway.
Yeah, it really is. He's not.
So
I mean,
there's Thor, Miley Cyrus's future husband.
Yeah, and the
Luke.
Westworld Park Ranger. Yep.
Gotcha. Good suggestion, babe. Thanks. Let's go to Courtney. Hello.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, Courts. Best celebrity siblings.
Oh, it's got to be the Madden brothers.
Oh, it's good. I was going to say, surely we have lots of Madden music in the system.
Absolutely.
I love the Maddens too.
Yeah, plenty of votes. Andrew has said on our Twitter, best celebrity siblings are the Maddens. Their music helped me get through my battle with cancer.
Oh, wow.
So they can literally cure cancer.
So we know that there's Joel and Benji, who are the twins, but there's another Madden brother as well, Josh. There's Josh Madden as well.
Gosh, you've got to feel annoyed. He probably never took up a musical instrument and he's regretting it
now. No, he's a very successful clothing designer.
I love how you know this.
I know, I'm such a nerd. Dale, hello.
Dale.
Dale.
Good morning, how are you?
Hey, Dale.
Hi, I reckon the Hemsworth brothers again, yeah. Liam and Chris.
Yeah, it's a popular choice.
Liam and Chris
and
Luke.
Don't forget Luke. Don't forget Luke. Westworld.
Ella and Luke, but the main ones are definitely
ones.
Liam and Chris.
Yeah, but Westworld's been a big hit this year. Like, maybe this is his breakthrough year.
Wasn't
a Hemsworth cousin on My Kitchen Rules like a couple of years ago. Wasn't that a thing?
You're right, Maz.
Gary Hemsworth. That,
yeah, and there was all these jokes about him being the ugly one.
But he was a cousin. I don't think that he was a...
No, that doesn't count as a sibling.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. We could do celebrity cousins next weekend.
Great. Lock it in. There we go. Planning just got easier.
Okay. Lily, hello.
Hi.
Best
celebrity
siblings.
Oh, the Kardashians.
Yeah.
They weren't on our list at all.
Do we have...
off the radar. Who's your favourite Kardash, Lily?
Kim.
Rob. Kim. Who are the others? Chloe, I know that because we interviewed her.
There's Courtney. Yes, then there's the Jenner girls, and then there's Rob. Don't forget Rob Kardashian.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lily.
Fun trivia question. Do you know what Caitlyn Jenner won her Olympic medal for? Gold medal.
The pentathlon.
No, you were right. You should have gone with decathlon.
Decathlon. Crap.
Good one. Go with Nathan. Your gut.
Hey, Nate.
Hello, Prince Harry and Prince William.
Oh,
Prince Harry and Prince William. Do you have a copy of their hit single to play? No, no, bugger.
Okay. Unfortunately, when I was working in London, I didn't get to meet him.
Oh, no, I thought you had a That's great a story there, but you didn't. You had a lack of story.
I'm sure that they'll be out here at another point in their lifetime. You can meet them then.
Let's go to the phone room. We've got Tim. He's been taking all your calls.
Hi, Timmy.
That celebrity family trees.
Good morning, guys.
Whoa, it sounds like it's crazy out there.
Yeah, the phones have been on fire.
Okay.
Lots of calls.
Did you put them out?
Yes. Safely.
That's what all that white liquid ever is. So, fire extinguisher spray. Fire extinguisher spray.
Come on, guys.
Oh, don't
beg
say
your
that.
Pardon? Come on, guys.
Okay.
Really?
Oh, FFS. All right. before we lock something in, is there an honourable mention?
I'm going to give an honourable mention to the
Gyllenhaals. To the fire extinguisher.
Gyllenhaals. Oh, Maggie.
Maggie and Jake.
Yes, yes. Also, there's a couple we got through on Twitter that I didn't want to say in case we got them on the phones or you chose them. What about Malcolm and Angus Young from Akadaka?
Excellent.
That's right. Advaith has said on Twitter.
Great suggestion.
And a couple on Facebook as well. For example, Sarah has said Bindi and Bob.
Oh, the Irwins.
The Irwins.
Nathan on Twitter has also said Luke and Owen Wilson.
Wow, Owen Wilson. Yeah. Wow, it's crazy. What are the odds?
There's so many. Tim, we need to lock a celebrity sibling in.
Is there any suspense at all around this?
No, there's not. It's got to be the Hemsworth brothers.
And so the final decision was made and entered into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. From this day forward, let it be known that...
The three Hemsworths...
...is the best...
...celebrity siblings.
Well done, team.
If you want your Christmas gift to be a massive hit this year, give a Prezi digital gift card. So Prezi lets you buy e-gift cards from major retailers sent instantly or scheduled to send later, like on Christmas Day. Better yet, when you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you could win one of 10 $250 gift cards. That's like an awesome early Christmas gift. LTPM 160-1177.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It is almost the end of the year, 2016.
Okay. What the heck?
Wow. Time goes by quicker every year, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. It goes by at the exact same pace every single year. But it is psychologically proven that it feels like time goes quicker. Because think about it. When you're 1 year old, the next year is half your life. But when you're 90... 1 year is pretty much just 1% of your life.
That's true.
So it's psychologically it goes
Is that why it feels like it gets faster the older we get?
Okay. Yeah. I love dropping knowledge.
Yeah, that's a good one. That actually makes a lot of sense.
Thank you. It's one of the I very rarely do that.
You do. Very rarely.
At the end of the year, what do you get?
Lists of stuff.
There you go. The best books of 2016, the best movies. I've got the list, this is from Instagram, of the most used emojis.
Around the world?
Nah. Oh, actually, yeah, I think so, actually. Yeah, on Instagram, though. Nah. Just limited to Instagram.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. So Instagram have put out their own list of the most used emojis on Instagram by users. I get it.
What do you reckon they are? What do you reckon they
are? Crying face emoji.
Let's play a game.
Oh, we're doing a game?
Yeah. All right. Crying face emoji. I guess it was a bit of a Prince and David Bowie and then Trump getting elected. But it doesn't make the top 10. Unless, which crying face do you mean?
Oh, no. I meant laughing to you crying.
Ah, there you
Sorry.
Go. Yes. That's number
Lols,
three. That's number
Lols
three.
Equals tears. That what? Number three.
Yeah, and do you know what the technical name for that one is?
Crying face emoji.
Oh no, face with tears of joy.
Tears of joy. Oh, that's a good one.
All right. That's one of the top 10.
Popularo, I reckon, would have been the taco emoji.
No, wrong.
Wrong. Don't people always put a taco emoji next to all of their foodstagrams?
Wrong. Oh,
do you want another
hint, Matt? There's no food anywhere in the top 10.
To no eggplant emoji?
No.
Well, that's surprising.
Mm, you send a lot of those.
Yeah, they didn't obviously look at my Instagram account.
All the pictures of your fiance.
What about the two girls dancing?
You know the little twins
with the... I use that a lot.
Yeah, when you're Instagramming pictures of the Veronicas.
No, it's usually just with, like,
wrong, not in there.
Oh, man, this is tough.
You've only got one of the top 10 so far.
I use this one a lot, and it's because I own a gymnasium. The strong arm.
Wrong.
Man, I'm terrible at this game.
It must be full of weaklings.
What about love heart emoji?
Be more specific.
Red love heart
number
emoji.
One. You got the number one. Do you want to keep guessing on the love hearts?
Okay. Well, the face with the blowing kiss, which is a love heart, that one?
Number four. That's technically called face throwing a kiss.
Yeah, that's cute.
As distinct from kissing face and kissing face with smiley eyes. Both didn't make the top 10.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one too.
But so you've got number four, kissy winky face. You've got number three, face with tears of joy. And you've got number one, classic love heart. What do you reckon number two is?
What about the slime face?
What's the slime face?
You know, okay, ready?
Oh, so like up on one side, down. I love watching you make it. It's a real joy to watch your face.
It's sort of like... Sexy stroke.
I call it slant face. Like, yeah.
I don't know why I call it slime.
It's not in
slime.
There. Smirk is what it's called.
Smirk.
It's not in there. I reckon you can get number two. Not in there. I reckon you can get number two. If number one is love heart, number three is.
Oh, it's the turd.
Nope. Not even in the top 10. Come on, I reckon you can get number two. Number four, kissy winky face. Number three, crying laughing face.
Is
number one, love heart.
Just normal smiley face.
No. Oh, Maz, I really thought you would get it.
Can you give me a clue?
I've given you a clue. Love heart and face are all in the top four. So what do you reckon number two is?
I don't know.
Face with love heart eyes. Face with love heart eyes. That's not. So that's the top four.
Okay.
Also up there is the peace sign. That was number eight. Or as it's called, technically, victory hand.
What's that one? Oh, that.
The peace sign, yep.
I get it.
Smiling face with smiling eyes. Revolving hearts.
So
the
many emojis.
A-OK. The blue heart in at number 10.
Hey, what about like the good old block of cheese?
No food.
Just disappointing, team. I think for 2017,
we
should Instagram more food emojis so that this list can be a little bit more versatile next year.
All right. That's your emoji resolution?
Yes.
All right. Good work.
More hot dog emojis on Instagram.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Now, we did mention this at the top of the show, that we have a very, very special guest, and he has actually travelled from far this morning on a Sunday to be with us.
All the way from the North Pole, Maz.
Yeah. He is he's actually a very good friend of the Dan and Maz show, and he usually pops in at this time of the year to say hello. He's a really funny little guy, so I think he's just coming into the studio now. And he's going to have to, because he's quite tiny.
I'll just help him up.
Yeah, do you want to just help him up onto that microphone?
Oh.
And everybody can say a big hello to Sprinkles, the Christmas elf.
Hello, boys and girls. It's me, Sprinkles, the lovable little Christmas elf. Hello, Maz. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Sprinkles. We love it when you come and visit us at the Dan and Maz show.
It's very exciting to be here. I've come here all the way from the North Pole. Yes. Oh, it's very exciting to be in a radio studio. Normally, I live in a gingerbread cottage in the North Pole with all the other elves where we build all the toys for all the little boys and girls.
Sprinkles.
Ooh. Yes.
Is everything on track for Christmas this year?
Yes. Yes, all the boys and girls will be getting their presents this year. As long as they've been nice. I hope they haven't been naughty, Maz, but surely the boys and girls who listen to the Dan and Maz show will be very nice indeed, because Dan and Maz, you are such nice boys and girls, yes.
Oh, well, thank you, Sprinkles. Well,
yes.
Sprinkles, while we have you in the studio, would you like to talk to some of the little boys and girls that listen to the Dan and Maz show?
Yes. I think the number is 131060.
That's right.
For any little boys and girls out there, maybe they've sent a list to Santa Claus. But maybe what they want to do is call up Sprinkles, the lovable Christmas elf.
That would be awesome. So if there are any junior Dan and Maz show listeners,
yes.
131060 is the number you can call. And you can actually tell Sprinkles what you would like from Santa this Christmas. And Sprinkles, will you then go back to the North Pole and tell Santa?
Yes, or I'll whisper it in Santa's ear.
Okay.
I can't promise anything. Because Santa makes the decision.
He's the boss.
But, fingers crossed.
Okay, Sprinkles, you sit tight there. And 131060, junior Dan and Maz show listeners. We've got Sprinkles the Christmas elf in the studio. He's going to take your calls. I think we've got Bella has called through, actually. Good morning, Bella.
Morning.
Hello,
say hello.
Bella.
Say hello to Sprinkles.
Hello, Sprinkles.
Hello, Bella. Well, you sound very grown up. How old are you, Bella?
5.
5. Oh, that's a very big age. Sprinkles, I can count all the way to 5. 1, 2, 5.
Bella, would you like to tell Sprinkles what you would like for Christmas?
Yes, please.
Okay, you tell Sprinkles what you want to see underneath the tree on Christmas morning.
Can I please have some frozen and My Little Pony, please?
My Little Pony?
Yes.
Okay, Bella, you know what Sprinkles will do for you?
No.
I'm going to go back to the North Pole. And I'll whisper it in Santa's ear.
Okay, thank you.
And fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Bella. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas too.
Oh, thanks, gorgeous.
Lovely.
Okay. Sprinkles, you sit tight.
Yes.
131060 is the number, and we'll get some junior Dan and Maz show listeners on the show next to tell you what they want for Christmas.
Ooh.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We have joining us all the way from the North Pole this morning a very special guest. His name is Sprinkles. He's a Christmas elf.
Oh, that was a fun song, wasn't it?
It's good, isn't it? Do you like that one, Sprinkles?
I do. I like Bruno Mars. Yes. I'm a Christmas elf, boys and girls. I've come here from the North Pole, where I live in a gingerbread cottage with all the other elves, and we build the toys for the boys and girls on Christmas if they've been nice. But Maz, I'm sure all the boys and girls who listen to your show are very nice.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you, Sprinkles. And we have asked the junior listeners to the Dan and Maz show to give us a call on 13 10 60 if they would like to tell you, Sprinkles, what they want for Christmas. Yeah. And then you'll go back to the North Pole and whisper it in Santa's ear.
Well, I can't promise anything, but I can whisper it in Santa's ears. And the phones are lighting up. It's like a Christmas tree.
We have on the line Layla this morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Layla. How old are you?
10.
10, double figures. If Sprinkles looks at all his fingers, there's 10. Layla.
Would you like to tell Sprinkles what you would like for Christmas this year?
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay, Layla, what do you want to see under the Christmas tree this year?
A double bed.
A double bed? Ooh. That must be a very big tree indeed. Oh, wow. Well, I can whisper that to Santa, but how is he going to fit it in his sack? Oh, Layla, that you have very big eyes to be seeing a present that big. Well, I can whisper. Do you want me to whisper that to him?
Yes.
Okay, I will whisper that in his ears. And what do we always say with Sprinkles? We say, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Sprinkles, maybe.
Yes.
Do you guys do flat pack stuff at the North Pole?
Oh, yes. Sprinkles has a friend called IKEA. One of my friends is called IKEA, and sometimes Santa talks to IKEA. Yes, and it's very easy to fit that in the sleigh. Yes. Well done, Maz.
Very good for logistics. Okay, we have another junior listener to the Dan and Maz show on the line. His name is Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hello, Robert. How old are you?
I'm six.
Oh, that's a very big age. You're growing up very fast, Robert. And what do you want for Christmas this year?
A bunk bed so me and my brother can sleep on the top together.
Oh, and how old is your brother, Robert?
10.
10? Oh, very big age as well. Beds are very popular this year, aren't they, Maz?
They really are.
Well, Robert, I'll whisper it in Santa's ear, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Robert.
Fingers crossed.
We've got time for one more junior listener.
Oh.
We have Shayla. Good morning, Shayla.
Good morning.
Hello, Shayla. How old are you?
Six.
Six? Oh. They grow up fast, Maz. They grow up. Shayla, my name is Sprinkles, and I'm a Christmas elf. I want to know, what do you want for Christmas this year?
A little tree unicorn.
A little unicorn?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm pretty sure that at the North Pole, there are lots of unicorns. They walk around, but you want a little toy one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Shayla. I can't promise anything because I'm just an elf. I only build the toys, but I can whisper it in Santa's ear. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah.
I'll do that for you, Shayla. Have you been nice or naughty this year?
No.
Oh, good. I'll whisper it in Santa's ear. I'll say, Shayla's on your nice list, Santa. You get her a unicorn, yes? And fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Just to please have a little dolly and a pram.
Yes, absolutely. A dolly and a pram for your little sister as well.
And can my brother in heaven have a little teddy bear?
Absolutely. Sprinkles can definitely get him that, okay?
Yep.
Oh, that's
lovely, Shayla. You have a very Merry Christmas, darling.
Oh, Shayla sounds...
Merry Christmas to you too.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Oh, Merry Christmas, cutie. Every boy and girl.
Hey,
yes.
Sprinkles, I'm so sorry, but we've actually run out of time.
Oh, yes, because we have to give the children their favourite thing of all, ads and news.
That's right.
Yes.
You know commercial radio
like
the back of your hand.
I do.
Sprinkles, thank you so much for visiting us from the North Pole. Have a safe travel back.
Time for me to leave off to the North Pole. Goodbye, boys and girls. Off I go.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Morning legends, it's Dan and Maz Weekends. You've got us for another hour on your Sunday morning. Today is December 11.
Oh, congratulations, everyone whose birthday it is. You could literally say that every day. Just today is December 10. That was yesterday.
I'm saying that today is December 11 because, Dan, something will happen today more often than it will happen on any other day of the year.
People saying today is December 11?
Well, that's true. We'll explain what it is next.
Okay.
It's not necessarily a good thing, though. Today could possibly be one of the most tragic days of the entire calendar year.
Good morning, if you've just woken up.
Well, for some it could be bad news, for some it could be... We'll explain it all later. We'll do it up next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Today is December 11, it's exactly 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yeah,
today.
Wow. Oh my God, shopping. People need
shocking or shopping?
No, shopping. Like, time to start thinking about gifts because pretty soon.
Have you not done any Christmas shopping?
No. I mean, I bought myself some Lego Christmas tree ornaments.
But don't you do most of your shopping online because you're terrified of retail?
I just hate going into shops, but.
So, hang on. What about shipping time?
That's
mate?
Exactly the thought I just had.
You are in big trouble. You should be doing your Christmas shopping 6 weeks before Christmas.
Well, I'll just get in my time machine and do that, Naz. I'm going to have to do it today.
Yeah, you are.
That's what I'm doing today.
At 9:05 after the show.
Yep.
Not right now.
On the book depository.
December 11, 2 weeks before Christmas.
Yes.
So something happens today, and it's been proven by data. It's been
proven we love data, don't we?
Big D.
We love the D, data.
We love the big D. Yeah. So a whole bunch of, now I always struggle with this word, statisticians.
Nailed it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Those people.
Well, you can call them number crunchers.
Number crunchers.
Yep.
A whole bunch of number crunchers in the UK have trawled Facebook to come up with this data. And the data is this, that on December the 11th, exactly 2 weeks before Christmas, when you're going to celebrate with your friends and your family and your loved ones, and there's gifts and there's presents and there's hugs and there's kisses.
Yeah.
More people will dump their partner today than any other day in the calendar year. Now, they don't know exactly why, but it is proven.
It's dumping day.
Today, December 11, is dump your partner day. I think, this is my theory, right? This is my theory, that it's 2 weeks before Christmas and some people, if they're in a bit of a rocky place in their relationship, are like, oh, 2 weeks, got to see the in-laws, got to see the other person's family.
Get out.
They're annoying. The uncle always gets drunk and tries to touch me. I'm over it.
Yeah,
and
what
I'm
we
out.
Need is a Donald Trump. That's what we need. Oh.
And I think that they go, it's 2 weeks before Christmas. If I do it now, then at least like, you know, it's a major blow be over in 2 weeks' time and we can all move on. A week before Christmas is too soon. It's like you can't dump someone the week before Christmas. That's
They'll get
horrible.
All their cry out and then Christmas will happen.
Because then the other thing is 2 weeks before Christmas, December 11th is a good day to do it because otherwise you've got the week before Christmas, then New Year's. You can't dump someone on New Year's. And then you've started a new year with somebody. You may as well just ride it out till the next December 11th.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Okay.
I think I get it.
131060, is this true? Let's find out.
We want to know if you are planning on dumping your partner today. And this is proof. Like, this is research.
Maybe you didn't
prove.
Know you were until you heard this.
Well, and maybe you've been thinking about maybe ending your relationship. We're here to tell you that today is the best day to do it. prior to Christmas.
Okay, so if you're thinking of getting out into your relationship, out of your relationship, maybe we can persuade you. Or maybe this has happened to you.
Maybe you got dumped on a December 11th in the past.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks before Christmas kind of vibe and you got dumped and you're just hearing this now on the radio and you're like, oh my God, it's true.
Yeah, and we'd love to know why, like what specifically happened for it to culminate in a dumping on the 11th of December.
Yes.
This is purely for research.
2 weeks before Christmas breakups. Has it happened to you or are you thinking about it? 13 10 60.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
So December 11, it's been proven, is the day that more people will break up with a partner than on any other day in the calendar year.
Yeah, it's from Facebook data.
It sure is. And so, a couple of researchers here, Dan and Maz, we want to know if this is true, if it's happened to you, because we're trying to figure out why. Why does this happen?
We guess it's because it's 2 weeks before Christmas, so it's just enough notice that you won't have a sad Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, by the time Christmas comes around, you will have, like, gone, all right, I know that I'm done. Like, if Christmas was tomorrow, you'd spend all Christmas Day in denial.
That's right. Yeah. And also after Christmas and there's New Year's and then it is a new year and then you can't do it for the next sort of few months.
Yeah.
So it's, I think holiday the theory season, is, yeah, it's like now or
Australia
now.
Day. Yeah. All right. We've got Tanika on 13 10 60. Tanika.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Now, what are your thoughts after hearing this December 11 is breakup day?
Well, I got broken up with on December 11 last year. So.
Oh.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
So after hearing this, Tanika, do you suddenly understand why you got broken up with?
Well, 11 days later, so on the 22nd, he was then in a relationship with his best mate's girlfriend.
Oh,
sounds like it's good to have this guy out of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And how are you feeling now? You sound pretty jolly.
Day with my new boyfriend.
So you got one just in time for Christmas.
Yep, thank God for that.
Well done, Tanika. Yeah.
You won't have your auntie and your grandma going, oh, when are you going to find a nice young man? All right.
We've got Claire on 13 10 60. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Claire. December 11, it's breakup day. What are your thoughts?
Well, oddly that this topic should be raised today. I was woken this morning at 4 a.m. With a very upset child who had just had her boyfriend break up with her via text message.
Oh, so it's actually happened.
It just happened.
Yeah, like this morning, like however many hours ago.
Via text, what a jerk.
Oh, no, sometimes text is the easiest way to do it.
it was the easiest way. It doesn't mean it's the right way.
It's the jerkiest way.
Yeah, I agree with you,
convenience
Claire.
Is king. Claire, how young or old is your daughter?
She's 14.
Oh, no.
And the mum had to get up at 5:30 this morning to go off to her McDonald's shift.
Oh, she was like, oh my God,
I just read this message and now I can't sleep and I have to be like doing a shift for 6 hours. So,
the poor little thing. 14.
Yeah.
At least there's soft serve at Macca's.
That's it, a 30-cent soft that's serve. Good. Just scoop one of those out.
Sucks a poor little lamb.
Just direct her to the Dan and Maz Facebook and you can show her the article and say, look, see?
And you know what? She's young. She's 14. She's going to be okay.
Yeah, but also put yourself in her shoes. She's the oldest she's ever been. Yeah. There's a whole world of jerks out there.
Plenty more jerks in the sea. Phoebe, hello.
Hello.
Okay. Apparently today is peak breakup day. It's December 11 is the most amount of breakups happen on this day. How does that theory make you feel, Phoebe?
Well, not this year, obviously, because today is the 11th. It hasn't happened to me this year.
But you're in a relationship now?
No, I'm still single from my last December 11 breakup, which was last year, and the year before that.
What?
Yeah, two in a row.
Two in a row on December 11.
And December 11th is actually my birthday. So.
Oh, Phoebe. Well, happy birthday.
Yes, first of all, happy birthday. And are you single on purpose this year?
Yes, very much so.
Just because you're like, man, I can't risk it. I can't go for the hat trick.
Yeah, Phoebe. I'm like, oh, it's too close to Christmas. There's just too much going on. Save myself some money.
You've been broken up with twice on your birthday.
The first year was the kicker because he didn't actually remember it was my birthday. I was like, dude, you realise you could have waited till tomorrow or, you know, the next day because it's my birthday? And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I forgot. I'm like, well,
probably good to get rid of that one. Yeah, good to get rid of that one.
Get rid of that one out of the way.
But is it worse that the other guy did remember still broke up with you?
That was the kicker, is like, I know it's your birthday. And I'm like, you can't start off with that line. I know exactly what is going to happen. I know it's your birthday, but... And I was like, okay, no worries.
You just need December 11 taken out of the calendar.
Yeah, I literally am quite happy if we just write it out.
No,
let's just write it off. That's fine.
You've got 15 hours left.
I've had 26 so far. I've had a good 25 years of birthdays. I think I should be happy with that.
23. Don't count the last two. 23 years. Good birthday.
Yeah, after 23, there's no point anymore. Right. You know you're getting older anyway.
Look, I'm safe. I'm not in a relationship. Maz?
I just got engaged. We're good.
Okay.
Yeah, we're
all sweet. Right. Once you're engaged, it's rock solid. All right. No one's ever broken up while they're engaged to someone?
No, we'll get married and then a divorce if it's going to go that way.
Okay, yeah. Might as well get the wedding out of the way.
Oh, right. I want to wear that dress.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
If you go to our Twitter or our Facebook, Dan and Maz, you can see the picture of this little kid. What a
cute
little champion. Little toddler.
Cute overdrive.
He's doing a double fist pump because he's so excited. He is so excited. And the reason he's so excited is because obviously mum or dad has gone to the shops and bought a bag of carrots, bulk carrots. And he's gotten the bag and he has decorated the entire kitchen with carrots.
Are you going my way on the carrot highway?
Sidebar, this song is called The Carrot Highway.
What is this song?
It was sent to us by a couple of show fans, David and Michael. They found it online and said, can you find a way to get into the show? And I said,
we did it.
Yes, David and Michael. And it is a full song. And
is it really?
Can I play you a little bit more of the song, Matt?
Please do.
No matter how you slice it, no matter how you peel, nutritious and delicious, a happening part of any meal. Crunch. Give me a bunch, I got a hunch, I got a bunch of carrots. Crunch. That's right, don't tell me no, because now I got to go down the carrot highway. No matter how you slice it, no matter how you peel, nutritious and delicious, a happening part of any meal. Crunch. Give me a bunch, I got a hunch, I got a bunch of carrots. Crunch. That's right, don't tell me no, because now I got to go down the carrot highway.
Are you going my way on the carrot highway?
Carrot Highway.
There you go.
Wow.
We might tweet that as well. It's the weirdest video I've ever seen.
It's great. But this little kid doing a double fist pump in the kitchen, he has laid a carrot atop each handle on all of the drawers and cupboards in the kitchen. It's brilliant.
And I reckon this happens a lot because little toddlers, you know, they're sick for a decorate.
Yeah, they are.
131060. Has a kid just gone crazy with decorating in your house, right? Especially if it's your child, but it'd probably be a bit crazy if it's not your child. If you had a kid over.
A neighbour's child.
I know, for example, when my little niece Zali comes over, I pretty much am just like watching her like a hawk. Like, don't touch any of my stuff. Don't even like my Lego. I'm like, it's not a toy, it's a display. Yeah. It's not
your
a toy.
Your house is not kid-proof just yet.
But,
has a kid. Too many cheese knives.
Yeah, absolutely. Has a kid gone wild decorating, in inverted commas, in air quotes, your house?
131060, you can tweet us. We'd love to see photos. If there's photographic evidence of this, we'd love to see that on Twitter. We're at Dan and Maz. So kids cutting sick at decorating at your joint.
We'll get interior design.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We'd love to know on 131060 if a kid has done a bit of decorating at your house. Now, not necessarily decorating that you instigated, that they helped with, their own form of decorating.
Sometimes kids are creative and love to share. Maybe they see themselves as a bit of an artist and they go, oh, I might decorate this lovely wall. Or sometimes they get really creative, like the little legend on our Facebook and on our Twitter. There's a picture of him. It went pretty viral this week. It's got 11,000 retweets and 25,000 shares. I've seen it reported on various news outlets as well. Little dude, He's doing two fist pumps in the air. He's got the biggest smile you've ever seen. He's put carrots all over the kitchen. Little carrot champion.
He's placed them on every door and cupboard handle in the kitchen. He's just laid a carrot atop. It's brilliant.
That is the best moment of his life. It's a 24-carat kitchen, Mazzy. Thank
you. Literally is.
Yeah, you're welcome. Actually, it's 13. But I counted them. But seriously, man, like, that is the highlight of his life. That's as good as it will get. He'll never be that happy ever again. Wow. At least there's a moment that they've captured it.
It's a beautiful moment. I'd love to know.
I like that on the kitchen counter, there's like potatoes there, and he's just thinking, that's what tomorrow is. Tomorrow's potato day.
We're only going to stick the taters. Yeah. Yeah. We've got Jess on 131060. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Jess. Oh, we're great, hun. Now, were you the decorator when you were younger?
I absolutely was.
Okay.
My parents were sleeping.
Yeah.
And I managed to find the biggest Vegemite jar in history, and the whole house was covered in Vegemite.
Ooh.
I even covered my mum's face in Vegemite, and she did not wake up.
Yes. So a little bit of pro heart.
Yeah, happy little Vegemite.
Pro heart art. And how did your parents react to your creative genius?
I think they laughed. I think they filmed it. I might even be able to dig out the video at some point.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, put that on our Facebook. That would be really appreciated.
I think that we had a VHS player back, like a VHS player back then. Managed to cover the VHSs and put them in the machine and... everything.
dub us a video of it then and send it in, like Australia's Funniest Home Videos.
I would love it. It would be so funny.
Oh.
Thanks for your call, Jess. And we've got Tian. Hello.
Hi.
Okay, Tian. Now, is there some decorating just going on in your house right now?
It does happen. I've got a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
So my 2-year-old son has eczema and he gets a bit itchy, and he had a little bit sort of just above his butt crack that was a bit itchy. Had his nappy on and put his hand down the back of his nappy to scratch it and got a handful of what was in there and thought, so that's gone on the wall and a little bit on his nose and on his cheeks, and that's how I noticed it. He came out and I thought, what's on his face? Oh. Didn't smell that great, so... and checked out his bedroom and he painted the wall.
Oh, mate. You were wishing it was Vegemite. Did you take heaps of photos to use against him, like, when he grows up?
Not that, no. That was pretty much clean it as quick as I could.
That's true, actually, yeah.
You don't put that on Facebook. No. That's not one of the joys of parenting that everybody, you know, puts on their perfect Facebook lives.
No, that's quite the opposite. Like, when that's all over the walls, you clean it up quick, smart. Yeah,
that's
well
right.
done. Good parenting. Okay.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Hey, before we get out of here, we do need to wrap up the news that you just didn't need to care about. So here it is. On the internet,
news.
In the paper,
news.
Huey Lewis's backing band, the news. But here's the news you didn't need to care about.
This week, the rumour circulated that UFC star Conor McGregor would be starring in the next series of Game of Thrones. Well, it's actually kind of true. But before you start saying,
Dan, that's not fake news,
let me clarify. He's playing a crew member on a ship, and this particular ship is one where all the crew have their tongues cut out, so he literally cannot speak. So, not really a starring role.
Kim Kardashian doesn't want to stay married. She cares about Kanye and feels relieved he's getting the help he needs. But she's felt trapped for a while. This is what a friend of the Kardashian Wests told Us Weekly this week. You know what? He's been in hospital. She got robbed at gunpoint. Why don't we just let them be for a while? If they get divorced, they get divorced. If they stay together, well, good on them. If they magically transform into a double-headed unicorn and conquer the world, flippin' awesome. Just let Kim and Kanye do Kim and Kanye for a while, okay?
And Donald Trump won Time Magazine Person of the Year this week.
so?
He obviously was the most talked about person this year. And for all the smartasses saying, yeah, Hitler and Stalin won it too, well, so did Barack Obama and Martin Luther King and Winston Churchill and you. That's right, in 2006, the Time Person of the Year was you, as in everyone generating content online, which, aside from being a great piece of trivia, also makes you the equivalent of Donald Trump. Oh, and all those tweets claiming Time intentionally placed his head under the M to give him devil's horns? Within a matter of hours, Time tweeted 35 other covers where this has happened, including Hillary and the Pope.
And that's the news you didn't need to care about. There you go, team. All the stuff from all of the internet outputs.
I got to say, fake news has been a huge thing this year.
It really has.
So it's good that as a service.
It's really taken off.
Yeah, with the Trump and the Facebook and the election, all the fake news that people make up. So, it's good that we have a service to sift through it. It's sad, though, that it only happens at the end of the week. Because starting tomorrow, new week, more fake news you got to watch out for.
We could probably do, and I'm not suggesting that we do more work at all, Dan, so don't freak out. But we could probably do a news you didn't need to care about Saturday version and an extended Sunday version.
That's the show now.
Maybe next weekend. We'll catch you then, legends. Have a great week. See ya.
Dan and Maz Weekends.